Parshas told us, the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, you read the way Yaakov Avinu is running away from his brother Esau, who wants to kill him. Parshas Pshat, Vayetze Yaakov Avinu, he ran away. It's a very strange Medrash Tanchuma. Very opening Medrash Tanchuma. The Parsha, the Tanchuma always has Pasuk, not always, every third or fourth paragraph of Medrash Tanchuma starts off on like the you say all the water. What's the day in the Shana Sakha and the Alms in the Rabbi? The answer is that the Pata is said nothing. The answer is usually very good. Sometimes it's easy to speak Gemara this night. So the opening is Amdeina Rabbeinu, that's why it's called Medishin Amdeina. That's why a lot of times we should call it Tanfum Medishin Amdeina. So it starts off, you know, Amdeina Rabbeinu, what's the deal of a hurry to show you? That's what's the deal. The answer is he has to go to Arun Yitzchak and never speak to Arun Yitzchak, free and Eretz Yisrael, free and Eber Yard. That's why Yaakov Avinu had to run away. He killed somebody for Shegri. What does God do with a Harit Mishkot? Very strange Manish Tanfum. So the Sassemis has a comment. It really exists. Manish Tanfum really exists. Sassemis didn't make it up. So he interprets. You have to interpret. Well, what are they talking about? Sassemis suggests that maybe the Medrash understood that the aggravation that he caused Yaakov, that caused so much aggravation to his brother Esau when he cheated him out of the brachas. In fact, he was fainted, he was polishing everything, he missed his chin, so he thought to go over. Maybe the Medrash considered this like an act of Ritzicha to his brother, B'shogeg, he didn't want to kill him. The Medrash assumes that this was sort of an act of Shmichas Donim that he did to his brother Esau. What did he want him to do? What do you want him to do? What bravery did he have? His mother tells him she had him in the war that he has to cheat the father and get fool the father and get the brothers. I said, what do you want him to do? And the Sassan said, he should be the care of his brother more over here. Maybe he should have made him prune. The comely a very straight man. Maybe that's the Pshat. Rashi quotes another Medrash. This is from the Medrash Rav, not the Medrash Tanchuma. That when Yaakov Avinu ran away from Esau, he came to he went to Chutzlaret. He came empty-handed. He had no gifts. When Eliezer came to find the Shidduch for Yitzchak, and he gave rings, and he gave bracelets, and he gave jewelry, and all kinds of things. When Yaakov came, he had nothing. So Rashi quotes the Medrash. Really had a lot. When he ran away, he had a lot, but Eliphaz came chasing after him to kill him. And Eliphaz didn't know what to do. His father said he should kill Yaakov, but he was brought up by Yitzchak. He was brought up in the Torah home. He didn't know what to do. So Yaakov told him, well, Anani is chashu kimei, so take all of my money, and it'll be considered as if you still keep it up, as if you killed him. So the whole Medrash is very strange. What's going on? The father sends him to kill Esav, sends Eliphaz to kill Yaakov. But Eliphaz was brought up in the Torah home of his grandfather, Yitzchak, so he says, how can I kill him? So what's the whole thing? Of course he can't kill him. What kind of a discussion is that? What do you have to find a terrorist? There's an Ani Choshev Kinek. Very strange. This is one of the favorite midrashim of Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz. Every year he used to say, on this medrash, and he used to say that you see that if a person has he has a little bit of Torah knowledge in his head. If Eliphaz really would have picked up a lot of learning from Esau Shal Yitzchak, there would be half a minute to go kill Yaakov. Yaakov is the one who beats the Kol HaZera. Everybody would understand that Yaakov is one for the Mamshet of Masera, not Esau. How can he possibly kill Yaakov? Obviously, he only learned a little Torah, didn't learn too much Torah. He had secular values and had Reish values in his mind. Everything was in confusion. But there was Arba Choshev Mishtam Shadur Gubia, so that's why he had such a strange encounter with Yankee. He wants to kill him, Kibra, he wants to kill somebody, and then he says, no, but you can fulfill Kibra, by Drake, you can fulfill Kibra by taking away all my money. The whole Medrash is very strange. That's why Chaim Shmuel Levitz used to be very fond of saying over this Medrash. But how important it is to have a lot of Torah God. But I thought maybe the Pshat of the Medrash is a little different. If the Medrash Tanchuma, there's nothing to really understand it. Like a din of running away to the Golos. So maybe there's a din of Goel Adam. Maybe there's some kind of a Pchid of a Goel Adam. Maybe maybe Eliphaz came to kill Yaakov Eteres, some kind of a goel adam. Maybe that was his point. And then Yaakov Taka had to give some kind of a parent, some kind of an excuse why you shouldn't kill him. The thing is that you have a right. Either it's a mitzvah rishus to kill the goel adam, as either a mitzvah rishus to kill the horik rishus. Very strange. Yaitza Yankov and Be'er Shova, the Medrash has a comment on that. Where did the father Yitzchak live? Some problem over here, Lipsy. Right after the Akedah, the other Parshat Vayelo, it says, Vayoshua Ramon Yorova, he called after Rabbi Yoshua, Yeshua Ramon Yoshua. He went back to Be'er Shova. So it sounds like he lived in Be'er Shova. He went back to Be'er Sheva. After the Akedah, he went back to Be'er Sheva. Point to the Medrash. Zorah died right after the Akedah. As you go to the Medrash, that he was 37 years old. Zorah was 90 when she had, she gave birth to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak was 37. She died at the age of 127. So she died right after the Akedah. That's the tradition that comes from that. The Akedah was on Rosh Hashanah, that's what we have to say, but the Akedah is something to do with Rosh Hashanah. She died. Right before Yom Kippur, right in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. You mentioned that's why it says a small chav. That's why some said, like, I have it for a small chav, but there's very little available. Because Yom Kippur came to Shiva and Sukkot came to Shloshim. That's how someone is saying Shem. So our third point says, the small chav, but they didn't write that one. That's what someone is saying, because Yom Kippur came to the Shiva and Sukkot came to Shloshim. So if he lived in Be'er Sheva, why does it say that she died in... Why does it say that she died in Hebron? Thomas Sorek, QSR, Bichemon. So the Mepharshim on the Medrash on today said to talk about that. Apparently they lived in Be'er Sheva. For some reason or another, she traveled to Hebron, and then she happened to die there, Alpi Mikra. He wasn't around when she died. But it seems that the Medrash understands that this, after she died in Hebron, then Avram went to bury her, and then apparently he stayed in Hebron. He moved to Hebron. Now that Avraham lived in Hebron and Yitzchok lived in Hebron, he stayed in Hebron, and now Yaakov lived in Hebron. He got the brachas in Hebron. Because it says that at the end of Parshas Vayetze, it says that he came back to his father's house, to Hebron. Now his father lived in Hebron. He moved. He had to start to die. He found that all family moved to Be'er Sheva to Hebron. Very good. He wanted to be here in the days of Torah. So if he lived in Hebron, why did he say Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva? Thank you. daven to Hashem. So the word ba'malchut means to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yivda ba'malchut is halel ba Hashem. That's the Medrash comes from the word ba'malchut, and the name ba'malchut is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the word. Why do we refer like that? Ba'malchut is not a message. Why do we use the expression ba'malchut? Because that he didn't read the Seish Manasri brachas. He said nine brachas of Mincha, nine brachas of Rishus. So they don't blend in together, even though the Nusach of Shmanasri is the same, but the Kavanas HaGabah, the Kavanas HaMestalo, is Kaveh what the Shem HaTfil is. And since he had Kavanah, that he didn't give Shmanasri the Shem and Mincha. The end of the Shmanasri the Shem to the Dabas, it's a half of A and a half of B, so you don't have 18 brachas. But what about Ma'ariv? The Rambam says, let's say, so that Ma'ariv is early minute. Then it's Ma'ariv at 10 o'clock, you have to say there. And then he doubles against Shmanasri, and then he realized in the middle of Shmanasri, he already doubled Ma'ariv. So the Rambam says, that's okay, you can finish the Shmanasri, because Ma'ariv is anyway Rishus. When you started doubling Ma'ariv, what do you have Kavanah for? The Shem Ma'ariv. What do you mean Shem Ma'ariv? Shem Rishus, the Shem the Dovah. So you start off the Shem the Dovah, you end off the Shem the Dovah, so that's perfectly all right. From the beginning to the end, it was a Tfilus and Dovah. So it's done for the Magid Mishnah, the Hasagas arriving on that Rambam. So the Magid Mishnah understands the Hasagas arriving to be. What is he talking about? But Manazeh, Ma'ariv is a chayvah. Parashat Yu alay chayvah. So Chaim explained, yeah, it's a chayvah to be menadev it, but still a chayvah to the tefillah. The Rambam understands the chayvah to the tefillah is still a tefillah's rishus. That's how the Rambam says the Beis Lakish. The tefillah's davish rishus means that it's a tefillah's medaber. You have a kasha, what do you mean? What do you mean tefillah's medaber? How do you have an medaber on Shabbos and Yom Kippur? How do you have an Adobe on Shabbos? The Rambam and the Rif, all right. The Rambam was of course the Rif, right? You can't have to give us an Adobe on Shabbos. Moritz bothered with a cash in the Sukkim. The Vayikach Me'avne HaMokom Le'osem and Asher Iso. Me'avne HaMokom sounds like a few Abonim. And when he woke up in the morning, Vayikach Eso Eben Asher Sam and Asher Iso. He took the stone. Well, Eben Hazos, he doesn't say, oh, Abonim or Eilu. So this is a kasha, the Gemara has this kasha, the Medrash has this kasha. Places says we are alone, they don't really see what the kasha is. If that's why I think I'm Kudish, that's because something Mark Ruman says. They don't really see what the kasha is. But you can't make up there how much up. He took from the stones, he took one of the stones, and he stepped on like a film. Where does it say that he took more than one stone? That's what the Gemara had of such tradition, that there's a steer between the two. So the Medrash has, so the Gemara says all the stones blended in together. What happened? Why the stones blended together? So there's different explanations in the Drashim. So the Gemara says each the all the stones were fighting. Why are you tzaddik as Rosha? And then Hakadosh Baruch Hu them all to melt them together. They should all do the service of the tzaddik. So the Sashar influenced that Medrash, influenced that the Gemara that Hakadosh Baruch Hu to bring out the point that the whole world was created to serve purpose of Avodas Hashem. When anything in the world, Rambam tells like this in Hakdamah to the Pirsham Shnayis, that the things in this world, let's say those buildings over there, absolutely wasted. What Avodas Hashem do they do to them? She could have gone and lived there all these years. But when I give the Shira on Erev, I usually use those buildings as a mashal. The machit over here, so the building had a purpose. Everything in this world has a purpose. Thank you. Later on, when the dog was concerned. of Ruchnius. Ruchnius in English. Ruchnius in Gashmius.
Savings. You can only take away $200. Then you
can't come back tomorrow and take away one-fifth of the $800 and come back again and take away one-fifth of what's left. Now, for any one given mitzvah, you can only take away one-fifth. You can't make the guy poor. So you could say that if I owe $1,000 and a half $1,000 to the bank,
thank you.
like a Tell a grossi, it's very, very attractive to say, I love you. What does that mean? Usually what that means is I love myself, and I feel that I will get tremendous pleasure by having you. Therefore, I want to have you because I love myself. But I'm interested. When I say I love you, it means I love myself, and I feel that you will gratify my pleasures. So if you tell me I have to wait 7 years to start to get the pleasures, so 7 years is going to seem like 100 years, it's going to seem like 700 years. But over here, Yaakov Avinu fell in love with the girl not because she was so attractive and she was so beautiful, and he thought that this would gratify his desires. He thought that she was a gewaltige cat, she was a gewaltige balasmidas, and so on. So look at the qualities in her. That's why he volunteered right away 7 years. He said, I'll work 7 years. He said, the girl's worth $1 million. So he said, I'll give you $1 million for your daughter. Tell him, I'll give you. You should have tried to negotiate. No, it's an Amazon. He said, I'll give you 7 years worth of work for your daughter. And the 7 years he felt that was worth it. So that's why at the end of he loved her so much and he wanted her, not that he wanted to gratify his desires, he loved her, not that he loved himself. Pasuk said that it was like nothing. He felt that she was worth more than 7 years of people. He was getting into all the good bargain. That's why over here, since he didn't, usually people fall in love with each other because of their looks. Normal people. I'm talking about Avraham Yitzchak. A boy falls in love with a girl because the girl falls in love with the boy. They find each other very attractive. They're very attractive. I feel that person will gratify my needs. But then you're afraid of it. When I'm going to sleep over the weekend, I'll get a sleep over. See the girl with her hair down before she brushes her teeth, before she washes her face, she'll look awful. So I'll lose my whole love for her. What do you mean I'll lose my love for her? I love myself and I don't think anymore. She's not so good looking this morning. So I may lose my desire to marry her. But by Yaakov Avinu, we see that that's not the whole story. He really loved the girl, not that he loved himself and he wanted to gratify his parents. So that's why the first experience, there was no problem. And so by us, we're worried about sleeping over because we fall in love with the girl because of physical attraction. The birds and the bees. He fell in love with the girl because of the girl. Yeah. Rashi comments on the difficult pasuk. Kavo es ishti kimolu yomei biyavoa eileho. Such a strange pasuk. Biyavoa eileho. So Rashi has a people kasha to count them before like that. A shikere goi. Plain Goy wouldn't talk like that. How can it be that Yaakov Avinu speaks like that? So Rashi gives an answer. It's still very difficult. What is the answer? How did he talk the Avoya Lev? So that's what other Mefarshim give a different shot. I think the Abarbanel gives a different shot. So others quote this shot. The Avoya Lev means things like this. He said, his partner also has a partner. He says, Havo es ishti, I want to have Nisuin. Not just I want to have Eris. He was just engaged. He said, he didn't even have Eris. Is he should give me my wife, not just Eris, and then we'll negotiate when that is good. The Avoya Eileho, and when I come home at the end of the day's work, I'm going to go to her house. Instead of coming back, they all live one happy family. His father-in-law and his mother-in-law and his fiance and her sister, and he would come home, he would live relative, he would come every day at the end of the day's work. He would have breakfast, lunch, and supper, and say hello, goodbye, everything. And every day he would come back, he would be more habaisa to them. Says, I want to have Erisin and the publicist, they want to have Erisin. I want to have the Avoya Eileho. I want to have Nisuin. When I'll come home at the end of the day's work, I'll come to her home. The Avoya Eileho does mean to have Biyo, to have Tashmish. What kind of a talk is that? He says, wants to have Nisuin. That's the way it's saying, wants to have Nisuin. The principle of Amy Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Or has in the first parak in my Kotel, that didn't be a raisa, that you're not permitted to get married on Chol HaMoed or on Yom Kippur, that's a nisa d'raisa. You're not allowed to get married on Shabbat, that's only nisa d'rabbana. Because in Mecca Chometa, it's very shamir, but you're not allowed to marry on Chol HaMoed, that's a nisa d'raisa, because on Chol HaMoed is a chiv Simcha B'Amy Arvin Simcha. 7 years, but you're running there, you have no money. And I said, I get married without any money. She said, give me 7 years to earn a little panas, and then you're going to get married. That's how the Rishayim said. Just earn a little money, then get married. So, Rama writes in Hilchos Ishus that a person has the right to marry many women all on one day, provided he can support all of them. But also provided the last she's not in Kolacha Simcha Haguila, provided that he spends the 7 days she was in Anishta, each one, let's say a guy gets married to 3 girls, all on the same day. He has to spend 7 days she was in Anishta with Rachel, then she was in Anishta the next 7 days with Leah, then the next 7 days with Yehuds, each one in a row. The Rama said, why isn't there any sort of aim I was in Kolacha to marry the second wife and the third wife to do the she was in Anishta the first wife? Somehow the Rama doesn't visualize that at least. Tashim shot to get angry. What is she telling you? Hovali Bana. Takasa Kima. What do you get it? What are you asking me? Hovali Bana. What can I do with you? Some Rishonim interpreted that we got angry at the way she expressed herself. Hovali Bana, in my Mesa Nochi, if I don't have any babies, my life is a waste and I may as well die. A woman that doesn't have any babies may as well die. That's what women are here for, just to have babies and hope the food wash the clothes. Women are supposed to do bigger things also. Women are supposed to stay still. They're supposed to do chasar, they can go visit the sick people in the hospital, they can do other things. All they have to do is just take care of the family. If they don't have a family, there will be a tachlis in their life, and most of them shouldn't have like that. But that's what he got angry about. But the expression that she said was an improper expression. It was a demeaning expression for herself and for all the women, and that's all they looked for. They looked for other things. One of the many. The Beis Shmuel writes in Hilchos Gittin man's name is Yisachar, and he gives a get to his wife. He's still Yisachar with two shins. The way he's still in the book. So now the Yehuda has a tshuva where he writes, that's only because at the time of the Beis Shmuel, they used to pronounce the name Yisachar. But it is in our country, even that Yehuda writes, where we pronounce it Yisachar, it essentially is. If you pronounce it Yisachar, then you just spell it with one sin, you don't spell it with two. I think most people today pronounce it Yisachar with one sin. Whether that's so, how you spell the name yourself or a super and again. For that matter, how's the first book you go? Because I'm going to get a divorce. He goes to school and he writes a letter. How do you, what's the correct way to spell his name? The Torah Shlema, this pasuk quotes a different talking, but it's not really a question of meaning. It's a question of as to how you pronounce the name yourself. How did the Baal Kori pronounce it when he lay? Some pronounce it Yisoscha. Some pronounce it Yisoscha the first time only. And so the first time they pronounce it Yisoscha. And others have a meaning that they pronounce it Yisoscha. A meaning in the practice. They pronounce it Yisoscha and still Parshas Pinchas. From Parshas Pinchas on, they pronounce it Yisoscha. Because the Rishonim said that that was the meaning of Balosh. So his shul in, I think in Boston, he's the lane it twice, I think, up until Pinchas, the lane it twice, Zotik Sosman. And then Pinchas on the lane once. What's that still Pinchas? That's based on the Daz, he came, Bali Atesus, called some Medrash, that his name was Yisdoskva, two shins, that's how it was pronounced. And then when he got married, he had a few children, so one of his children was named Yo. Picked on nine, Yo. And after a couple of years, he came to the realization that Yo was the name of an Avodah Zarah. He felt bad. How did he give his kid a name, Yo? It's a good name. So he decided, after a couple of years, he's going to donate a shin from his name to his son's name. We're going to call him Yashub instead of Yo. He donates a shin, so my name becomes Yisachar. So the first time the name Yashub appears is in Pinchas. Up until Pinchas, it's not mentioned so many times who the children of Yisachar were. So the first time it's mentioned is in the Rashi, it says Yo, and then the same name appears in Pinchas, it says Yashub. So the Daz Kain quotes this marriage there, that from that time on, once his name is Yashub, so Yisachar lost the shin, even though it still continues to be written as a shin, the Kri exists. From then on, it's only Yisachar instead of Yisachar. Then he quotes, then the Torah Shlomo quotes another opinion, another practice that he laid Yisachar in Chumash Bereishis. Chumash Mosan Yisachar, that's not telling. What does that mean? The first time he shows, so we understand, Sochas Chaticha. Say up until Pinchas, it's a wild idea, also has a mocker. To say, call us like Kumi Yisoscha. Okay, why not? That's what it says, Yisoscha. But to say, Chumish Bereish is Yisoscha, Shmo San is Yisoscha, make a taste. The Torah Shlomo quotes all of the quotes, the documents, the different Svarim, where they write these different practices. Medrash comments on the pasuk Achar Yolda Bas Matikra Eshmo Dina. What is Ba'achar? Achakach. Afterwards, the Bosa came. The Targum of Moshe says the Bosa came. So the Medrash makes that kasha. Achar. Tavshtein Acheres. From Moshe Mekeinu. had a baby girl. So I should say, Acheres Yoldabas. So it's a raya that in the stage of the embryo, it was a boy, and then she was mispalot to change the boy to a girl. This is where the Medrash, the Gemara has on the end of Brothers. The Medrash discusses on this pasuk, are you permitted? Are you permitted to pray to Acheres Baruch Hu to change the sex of the child? But the Gemara says at the end of Brothers, and you're not allowed. You're not permitted. If my wife is not pregnant yet, I already have 9 girls. I want to have a boy. I'm permitted to ask the Bashem, please give me a boy. I have 9 boys. I want to have a girl. I'm permitted to ask the Bashem, please give me a girl. But if my wife is already pregnant, so either it's a boy or a girl, so then the Gemara says, yes, the Bashem, make it a boy, make it a girl. Yes, the Pranes. In case it's not, you ask him to change Teva. Yes, the Pranes. So that's not permissible. That's what it says in the Gemara. It says that the tradition has it that Dino has changed from a boy to a girl. She originally started out as a boy. That's this tradition that the better chance. So that's my Nisim is different. The others had a right to ask. Unusual tzaddik can have a right to ask the Nisim. The Gemara in Titus has different stories about different Tanaim and different Amorim. They asked the Marshal to do wild things for different Nisim and their request to bring. And Mahamay Nafra, a normal person, you're not permitted this. The closer one is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the more Hashgacha Pratis we have, the less Teva there is. The person is mamish close to the person, so there's no Teva at all. So it's not considered as a friend that's not meant when that's a friend. I'm not Tachas HaTeva at all. The further a person is from HaKadosh, we say Knesset Yisrael, the whole in the Chito. That's more Hashgacha Pratis than so. But within the Kral Yisrael Mufre, those who are closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu have more Hashgacha Pratis and less Teva. So they have a right to ask for a decent Gedolah mamish. Medrash on this passage doesn't make that distinction. Medrash says for the fact that Leah was permitted to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to convert Dina into a girl. She started off as a boy. She changed it to a girl. So that shows that everybody's allowed to ask. Don't pass like the Medrash. Pass like the Gemara. Searching for his Avodah Zarah, he came to Oyalach, Rachel, sitting on top of the truck. She knows she doesn't get up, so they're probably going to find it. And the contraband right under her. So what's she going to do? So she apologizes to the father. So she says, "Ruch alok in front of her, she derech noshim." She's told the lie. They quote from the Vilna Gaon, it wasn't really a lie. But the Mishnah says in Masechta Shabbos that if it's on the Tanakh, it eats. That's why she told the truth. She said, "Kederach Noshim." Somebody was once giving her shir on the Dina Mataris on Shkoch, and it starts off with this word from the Vilna Gaon. Then he said, "And that's why the Dina is Yehorik by Yavah by Nidro, because of the Zoris from Tanakh and Nidro, just like by the Zoris, Yehorik by Yavah, says by Nidro, Yehorik by Yavah." So the rabbi of the community, a woman was giving her shir on the women. So the rabbi of the community didn't like that. This continues the series of couple years ago, building in the neighborhood. Disgusting. Mara and Dam Sarik Dala talks about the Pasuk. Why do they have to watch so long? Not the kid and not reach, he's not enough by Hashem and Sofa. And I'm a quote from the other toils that explain the fact that I find it's really the same thing. The Farshim Ali Rav Shari point out on the Chumash. The Pasuk says, "Who made this gal?"
Doesn't have to eat foods that's planned without any salt and without any flavoring. It's not there if it tastes, but if he
within reason, and if he lacks it within reason, and he goes to the university, he has a job within reason, he could make $500,000 a year by working so long, and he could make a prognosis, he could make ends meet by working fewer hours a day. He said, you can't say that that's all for the sake of the Shem Shemayim, Avodas Hashem. It's not Avodas Hashem, but if a person does everything with that in mind, then everything that he does, his eating and his drinking and his traveling and his all the secular things, even his sleeping, everything that he does is Avodas Hashem. That's why it says, but Yanka Palach Lidarka, he was traveling on the road, he was minding his own business, doing his own thing. The Malachi came, because when he was doing his secular things, that was the form of Avodas Hashem when he was sleeping. The beginning of the parasha says, when he was sleeping. And the Tavolov, the Baruch Hashem, why was the Baruch Hashem? Sleeping was a form of Avodas Hashem. That's what the Rama writes in the Kuzdei, when a person has this, when a person is in such a frame of mind that everything he wants to do in his life, L'shem Shamayim, he wants to be an Eved Hashem. So all of the secular acts, all of the physical things, the Gashmi, the good things that he does, also become this Kaddish. Everything is L'shem Shamayim. So even when he's sleeping, that's an act of Avodas Hashem. Baruch Shlomo appears to him in his dreams. The sleep is also a form of Avodas Hashem. Dr. Lim is following us, telling over a story that a rabbi told him that happened with Rav Soloveitchik. The rabbi had an assumption. He didn't say who. Published it in a public talk once, and he published it. One rabbi in Manhattan who didn't learn in our yeshiva came to Rabbi Soloveitchik years ago with a problem, and he took a certain position in the shul, a certain policy, and he's being attacked. And the people to the right are attacking him, but it's not room enough. The people to the left, the rabbis to the left, the people are attacking him, and it's not smart enough. And he did what he thought was the thing. Look in the shul, that's what it says. Thought under the surface and thought this was the din. So what should he do? Should he give it to the right? Should he give it to the left? He says Rav Soloveitchik was thinking. He said it happened to crash by Yitzchak. He's thinking and listening. He said, then he said, the Yankee followed with Darko. The Yankee Rabbeinu went his own way. He went the way that he thought was the right way to go. He looked up the din and showed him, and that's it. It didn't turn to the right and it didn't turn to the left. It was a section. That's the right. Dr. Lim liked this comment that Rav Soloveitchik didn't turn to the right. The anchor halt the darker. When you go straight, you don't worry about what they're going to say. What they're going to say. You go by Malachi Elokim. Malachi will turn.